I figured it up and was enlightened. Enough for a book, every week of the year. Enough to own the volumes I was reading now a few pages at a time in the rear of a bookstore. It wasn't easy stopping. I guess I liked to smoke as much as any Dutchman, which is a great deal indeed, but I did stop, and gradually, on the little table between Cornelius's bed and mine, a library began to grow. A German grammar, an English grammar, a volume of church history, a Bible commentary. They were the first books, besides the Bible and the hymn book, that anyone in our family had ever owned. For 2 years I spent every spare moment reading. When Miss Meikle learned what I was doing, she offered to coach me in English, and I gratefully accepted. She was a wonderful teacher, kind when I was discouraged, enthusiastic when my own resolve weakened. If her pronunciation seemed a bit different from the English I heard occasionally on Mama's wireless, I put it down to faulty electronics and carefully imitated Miss Meikle. But though Miss Meikle was pleased that I was completing my education, she was less sure about seminary. "Do you really think you need to be ordained in order to help people?" she would say. "You're 24 years old. At this rate you'll be in your mid-30s before you even begin. Surely there's useful work for laymen in the missions. I'm not telling you, Andrew, I'm just asking the question." And, of course, it was the question I asked myself almost every day. One weekend I was discussing it with Sidney Wilson. Enough of us now attended his weekends from Ringers that we would reserve the whole conference centre for ourselves. As I grumbled about the delays and formalities of education, he began to laugh. "You talk like the people at WEC," he said.
"WEC?"
"Worldwide Evangelization Crusade," he said. "It's an English group that trains missionaries to go out to parts of the world where the churches don't have programs. They feel like you about waiting." Church missions, he explained, were run on budgets. A mission board waited until it had the money, or at least knew where it was coming from, before they sent a man out. Not WEC. If they thought God wanted a man in a certain place, they sent him there and trusted God to worry about the details. "Same with the men they send," Mr. Wilson went on. "If they think a man has a genuine call and a deep enough commitment, they don't care if he hasn't a degree to his name. They train him at their own school for 2 years and then send him out." That part appealed to me, but I wasn't so sure about the lack of financing. I had known several people who trusted God for their needs, but most of them were really beggars. They didn't come right out and ask for money. They hinted at it. They were known around Witte as the Hint Missionaries, and it was said of them that they didn't live by faith, but by feelers. No, what I had seen of them was grubby and undignified. If Christ were a king and these were his ambassadors, it surely did not speak well of the state of his exchequer. Surprisingly, it was Keyes, who had been studying for ordination for so many years, who was the most interested when I told him what Mr. Wilson had said.